Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
St. Adams here from the Wednesday Night Wix Show, here to tell you about the new aviation t-shirts available now at warbirdradio.com/deals. Click on the Wright Brothers catalog link. There are lots of great t-shirts to choose from, like the classic World War II Flying Tigers, Tuskegee Airmen, and the ever-popular P-51 Mustang, as well as many other fun aviation designs. Talk to you next Wednesday evening on the Wix Warbird Weekly Live Show, and hopefully you'll be listening wearing your new Aerostyle t-shirt. Visit warbirdradio.com/deals now and check out the all-new Wright Brothers catalog.
Attention aviation and scale modeling enthusiasts worldwide. Hi, I'm Hawkeye, host of the Plastic Scale Modeling Hour. Tune in as we discuss topics related to plastic scale modeling, tips, techniques, products, events, as well as interviews and conversation with our special guests. Listeners will be able to call in with their comments live by phone or using our live chat room. The Plastic Scale Modeling Hour comes your way weekly every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern here on warbirdradio.com.
Hi friends, Matt Jolly here to tell you about a special offer from my friends at Aero Cinema. Just log on to warbirdradio.com/deals and watch for free Aero Cinema's new feature presentation on Scott Yoke's P-51 Quicksilver. Inside you'll find a special Aero Cinema subscription rate that's so good I'm not allowed to say it on the air. So click on warbirdradio.com/deals, that's warbirdradio.com/deals, and watch Quicksilver for free, plus receive that special offer from Aero Cinema. Just remember, warbirdradio.com/deals.
What a kick to be part of Warbird Radio with Big Band Jump, heard several times each week. I'm Don Kennedy, host of BBJ, inviting you to tune in, take off, with Warbird Radio.
If you're landing in DCA, be sure to wave. Wave. This is Warbird Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and today is Tuesday, April 3rd, 2012, and dang it, I'm glad you can join us tonight. It's been a great week around here, and tonight's just kind of keeping that rolling with the show. If you're listening live, I'm glad you could tune in and listen tonight. If you're listening to the podcast, be sure and try and join us one Tuesday night. We'd love to have you. It's great to interact with our guests and ask questions and so forth. And speaking of that, if you'd like to give us a call tonight or get in touch with us and ask a question, there's a couple of ways you can do it. You can phone us at 478-787-4768, Skype us at Warbird Radio, or email your questions to live@rcscalebuilder.com. Or, last but certainly not least, you can join our live chat on warbirdradio.com, and there's several guys in there now, and we'd love to have you, so be sure and tune in with us. Tonight's guest, I've known this guy a few years, and we haven't gotten to hang out as much as I'd like to, but I really wanted to get him on the show because he's quite an interesting fella and has a lot to offer the Scale RC community. I want to give a big welcome to Lenny Sarban of Shinden Machine. Welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show, Lenny.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be here.
Well, I'm glad you can make it on tonight. Retracts are kind of something that we, as modelers, we consider a necessary evil. It always seems to be the part that we get hung up on. But I have to admit to you and to everyone else here that dealing with you on this last project I did made that so much easier. And I want to take the opportunity while we're on the air and thank you for that.
It's always nice to make something interesting. That's one of the cool things is that I don't do a lot of big production runs.
No.
But the bad part is that means there's usually not a lot of stock. The good part is if you need it a little bit different,
yeah.
It's not a big deal to make it a couple degrees different here or something like that. And don't forget, I want my pictures of that airplane when it's done.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, look, let's get right into it. Folks, once again, if you'd like to ask Lenny a question, you can give us a call at 478-787-4768. If you're on Skype, you can just call Warbird Radio, one word, or email your question to live@rcscalebuilder.com or join in the chat room. I see our buddy Zane from one of the other shows has joined us. Welcome, Zane. We're glad you're here. So I guess the best place to start with this, Lenny, is to tell us a little bit about how Shinden Machine came about and how you got started machining retracts.
Well, as you know, from when we were running around Perry a few years back, buying Warbirds, I used to build, and you know, I had to deal with the same thing, trying to find a set of retracts that was close enough to what I wanted. I had one particular airplane, and I'm not going to mention any names, but I had one particular airplane that I saved up and bought the retracts for, and it just wasn't happy with what I wound up with, you know, for what I paid for it. Mm-hmm. So I decided I wanted to make them myself because I had been a machinist in the past, and you get started doing it, and people, you know, say, hey, you know, can you make this? Can you make that? Well, sure. And that's kind of where it, you know, got from building Warbirds and doing the retracts for myself to more retracts than Warbirds, and eventually, you know, space and time wind up being retracts.
There you go. Well, you know, a lot of people ask me, what does Shinden Machine mean? And I want you to take this opportunity to clear that up for everyone.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, basically my favorite airplane is the Shinden, spelled with an E, S-H-I-N-D-E-N, Shinden, which means magnificent lightning in Japanese. Mm-hmm. Well, as you know, I'm not a terribly technical guy. So back in the 90s when I was having my first email account set up, I had my nephew, who actually worked for Microsoft, set up my email account. And he asked me what I wanted for username, and I said, how about Shinden? He says, okay. And he lets me know, hey, I got it all set up. And he had spelled it with two I's, which, you know, Shinden, S-H-I-N-D-E-N, means magnificent lightning. I figure, I haven't looked it up, but my guess is with the two I's, Shinden probably means toilet water in Japanese.
No, I think it means magnificent retracts. That's what
it does. Okay.
Well, that's super. That's super. Yeah, you know, somebody actually asked me that the other day, and I told him that story because you had told me about it. But that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Well, you know, we got a bunch of folks listening tonight, and one thing that I'd like you to talk about maybe is maybe a little bit about what sets you apart from some of the other, you know, retract manufacturers. We don't like to say, you know, one's better than the other or whatever, because you all do kind of different things a little bit. Can you talk about that a little bit, about what Shinden does and what you specialize in?
Well, there's, like you said, there's a number of companies making retracts, and most of us, you know, we all either know each other or we've talked to each other or we're aware of each other. And what sets Shinden apart is I'm not too much into the high production stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the bigger manufacturers have a lot more overhead as far as not being able, you know, you've got to get 50 guys, you know, if you can get 20 guys or 50 guys to build the same airplane, then they can build gear for it. And that's understandable. See, I'm more into smaller run stuff, and you know, we do two or three sets a lot of times. And that keeps it interesting, too. So take it, if you wanted to do the same thing every day, you know, you go get a real job, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I love what I do, man.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, that's cool. So basically what you're saying is you really like to take on the specialty jobs.
I do. The only downside to that is it's usually not something that you can rip out in a day or two.
Sure.
And like, of course, you know, you ordered yours, you know, way ahead of time, so it was no problem. And just like Daryl mentioned, you know, it's the setup time.
That's right.
Can really run into a lot of hours. And you know, 2 hours setting up to run 100 parts is 1.2 minutes setup time per part. Mm-hmm. 2 hours setting up to run two parts is an hour setup time per part, which can make it tough.
Well, that's you know, that's understandable. And I know one thing that my personal experience with you, and I'm sure some other guys who I actually got some emails in to ask you some questions, but myself and what other guys like about dealing with you too is the personal service that you give. You give really good service, you know, through this process of making this gear for this D3801. We communicated several times, and you know, you sent me pictures, and it was great. I got to tell you, it's one of the best experiences I've had, you know, and I do appreciate that. But you know, you kind of touched on something I want to talk about too, and that's, you know, a lot of guys, our society's kind of got this Walmart mentality now, you know, of we can, you know, we can just go get whatever we need and have it.
You want to win?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And you know, you touched on the setup time and so forth, and you know, you and I spent, as an example, I'm using this as an example because I have personal experience with it. You and I kind of went back and forth a couple of days communicating about exactly what we needed, what you needed, and getting you the information, and we got all that together, and then you started working. So, you know, I guess the key here, I guess, that I'd like you to talk about a little bit is maybe what information do guys need to come to you with if they want a custom set of gear or a set of gear for something maybe that you haven't made before?
Well, you know, plans are always handy to have, but honestly, the full plan sheet sometimes can be tough. It takes a good bit of room to roll that out, and they take a good bit of specs up. You really only need the areas to show the gear. Now, it doesn't even have to be paper copies. I have guys send me where they, you know, laid a ruler on the plans and taken, you know, a pretty good resolution picture where I can see the measurements. You know, just the regular views. How long does the strut need to be? You know, how, you know, if it's an offset fork, how big is the wheel? How much offset? And another important thing is, you know, the wing ribs where it mounts, how much depth is in the wing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that can be a problem, not usually on airplanes the size that we're building, but on some of the thinner wings, it can get a little tight in there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good information. And so once you get that information, where do you usually start? What kind of step us through making a set of retracts, if you don't mind, just kind of the general steps that you take?
Well, if it's something that's fairly standard, like the D3801, you know, they were relatively standard. You know, I don't keep a lot of stuff on a shelf. I don't have a lot of shelf space. But I do try to keep, you know, side frame blanks made up and pivot blocks made up and all the parts, you know, basically made up. And then, you know, machine, you know, like the little smiley face, I call it, in the side, the arc.
Yeah.
That's the retract angle. You know, those don't have, you know, those don't take that long to cut once the rest of it's done. So, you know, I try to keep stuff that's partially done so that, you know, I can throw it on a rotary table and cut that arc on it and finish it out from there. Cylinders is another thing as far as keeping gear on the shelf. You know, you can make an O-ring cylinder for $1. The ones that I'm using, which are commercial industrial ones, cost about $25 a piece.
Right.
So, you know, you put 100 of those on the shelf, it's kind of pricey.
Yeah.
But, well, that's another thing. I know you had mentioned electrical actuators.
Uh-huh.
I had talked to Doug Pataki, and I'm not sure exactly what all went on because it had been a couple of years since I talked to him. But Doug Pataki and I later had been talking about doing some bulk, you know, actuators, you know, buying them from him in bulk and offering those as an option. And then the next thing I heard, I think Lato's based in France now. So, you know, the electrical actuator would be great to me because it's not as far as step up from spending $1 making an O-ring cylinder, you know, to go to, you know, $60, $70 a piece.
Right.
You know, when you're already spending $25 a cylinder, it's not quite so far a step. Now, I do set them up for Lato's already so that they're drop in.
Yeah.
Of course, that saves the guy $50 too because he doesn't need to buy air cylinders he's not going to use.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's funny that you mentioned that because that was our next question. No, someone had asked the question, you know, as the market changes, any hopes of seeing electric retracts for giant scale? And
yes.
you just actually just answered that. So super. Thanks for that question, Midair, by the way. We got another one here from Jason Fair. He says, a general retract philosophy question. It seems all manufacturers use the same basic one-cylinder 90-degree plus or minus retract. Why aren't there more scale retracts produced? Is it because of size, expense, practicality, what?
Yes.
Exactly.
Honestly, I don't build a lot of 90-degree gear. I build 90-degree gear, but I want to say 90% or more of what I build is odd amounts. And I'm not sure if by 90 degrees we mean, you know, stopping at 90 or coming straight up to zero. I built gear to go, you know, 5 or 10, 15 degrees up past level when they're retracted. And, you know, and end, I can start and end them anywhere, if that makes sense. I'm not sure if that's what we're talking about. It's the mechanism.
Well, I think more what he's talking about, you know, a lot of real aircraft use like a basic pivot up in. I can answer that question for you, but I'm going to let you do it. But
answer.
It's the most aircraft have a hinge point up in the retract area, and that's just not the way a wing is set up on a model. You don't have the kind of hard points and stuff. And basically what it will happen, Jason, is the retract mechanism would have to be the size of the gear well for the most part, because you'd have drag links, you'd have air cylinders offset, you'd have this big Y at the top, you know, where the strut's connecting on each side. There's just a lot of it's a lot more complex when it doesn't have to be, I guess. Would you agree with that, Lenny?
And for the person with deep pockets, I mean, you can have anything made that you want made.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, you know, this is the times we live in. You know, if you don't mind paying for it, you can get just about anything you want.
That's right.
You know, it's
that's a great question, though. I appreciate that. And I got one in from email the other day when they saw, you know, our buddy Mike Ufkin. You know Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He emailed and he said that you've been his main go-to guy for all his landing gear needs in the hobby, and that you've worked tirelessly with him every step of the way to get the gear to the exact dimensions required for each of the projects. And let's see what else. He talked a little bit about letting other people know what, I'll forward this email to you, but letting other people know what they need to give you. Mm-hmm. Such as angles and strut length and all that. And anyway, he just wanted to also wanted to ask if you could maybe touch on some of the finer points of what you do to make your gear more durable and more reliable than, you know, maybe some of the lower end manufacturers.
Lower end manufacturers.
Yeah, I'm not going to mean that.
I don't mean that. Anyway, everybody's got a place. You know, everybody can't drive a Lexus.
That's right.
Everybody doesn't want to drive a Lexus. I drive a 20-year-old car that's got 200 and something thousand miles on it. I love it. It's an old Firebird.
Okay, wait. That doesn't surprise me. I just want you to know that. I can see
you. Now, my wife drives a nicer vehicle, but personally, and I don't leave the house that much. I like it here. You know,
go ahead, though. I'm sorry.
I work here. I love it. You know, it's great. And, you know, we had to move late last year, finally, and it's been wonderful.
Awesome.
I completely lost track of the question.
We're talking about the durability and what you do to make them more durable and more reliable.
Be nitpicky.
Yeah.
In 12 years, actually, I think Daryl started in 2000, I believe it was, May or something like that, or April. I started the same year in August. I didn't know he existed when I first started making my own. Honestly, I don't know that I ever would have started making them.
Yeah.
But at the time, you know, we both kind of, I guess, both saw pretty much the same need at pretty much the same time. It's just, you know, I've never sent in the 12 or 13 years. I don't think I've ever sent a set of gear out that I was 100% happy with, ever. There's just always like, something that it could be, you know, it could be a little bit better. It's not perfect, you know. But at some point, you know, you gotta kiss goodbye.
Right, right. You know, they have pills for that, Lenny.
Yeah, I've been married a long time. I've seen a lot of those pills.
I understand. Well, look, I mean, that's awesome, though. you know, being picky is good. And I, it's like I told you before the show started, I'm so glad that you came on the show because it's given me the opportunity to fondle my new landing gear here on the desk while we talk. So, I mean, I show this to everybody now. It's kind of like, you know, Matt has a new baby. I've got some new landing gear. So there you go. But anyway, yeah, moving on a little bit. So if folks want to get a hold of you, they can get a hold of you a couple of ways, obviously. Obviously, you're a advertising vendor on RC Scale Builder and are in the supporting vendors list there. Your web address is also hot linked here on Warbird Radio under the RC Scale Builder shows, and it's just Shinden with two eyes machine. Just remember two eyes. You have two eyes. But and, of course, your phone number and email address is there. I know you had some computer problems this last week, I think. And
off and on. Since we moved out, we're a little further out, which is nice, especially when you want to go out and shoot DM4. You know, it's nice. However, one of the downsides of being further out in the country is, you know, sometimes the power goes out and it sticks out longer here than it did in town. And you know, the computer connection and things like that. You know, a little sketchy sometimes, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
But
well,
you, if you call, eventually you will get me. I will answer the phone.
Absolutely. We also had another question from the chat room. Glenn McIntosh wanted to know if you will be at Toledo this year.
No.
Okay.
I don't travel a whole lot.
Okay. Well, we need to get you to come to maybe Warbirds Over Georgia or something one year.
Yeah, that would probably work for me. I'm not a travel-y guy. In fact, my wife's out of town this week, and, you know, I'm here. I stay here all the time.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, my friend. You know, as long as you're happy, that's all that matters, right?
Absolutely. Well, the missus has to be happy, too.
Well, yeah, mama always has to be happy. Now, or nobody's happy, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, look, I want to take this opportunity to thank you for coming on the show. And, folks, I would highly encourage you to get a hold of Lenny if you have a special project you need done or some special machining. He's great to work with, very friendly guy, as you see. And, shoot, thank you so much for your support of RC Scale Builder. You know, I consider you one of the vendors who helped keep the site going, and you know, we're all trying to keep this wonderful hobby of ours together. So I appreciate you being a part of that, Lenny.
Oh man, I appreciate you having me on the show, and I am looking to get back into doing some more building and flying.
Well, good. I hope so.
Now that I have the room for it, you know?
I understand that. Well, look, will you come on the show again sometime for us?
Sure.
Well, super. I wanted you to, you and I talked about another set of gear of one of the Bates plans that you've been contemplating doing. Have you
started?
Yeah. Are have you decided if you can do those?
Yeah.
Okay. So you will be offering some gear for the Bates Guardian, right?
Yes, and I have looked at them, and they're complex, and it could be a pain in the neck, and it could be interesting.
Yeah.
So it's not something that if you need them next week, we're gonna have a problem.
Yeah.
Yes, I am planning to do them. I have looked at the plans that Jerry sent down, and they are doable. There may be some changes from what's drawn. I think it was, you know, what was drawn was what was available.
Right.
So in fact, you had mentioned possibly looking at building one of those. I may get with you or whomever winds up, you know, first to build it, about making some minor changes to make them a little, you know, a little more mainstream as far as how they're built.
Yeah.
Which will keep them from costing a fortune.
Gotcha. And they're typical Grumman gear, you know. I have to make them as complex as possible, you know.
Gremlins.
That's right. Well, look, thanks again for coming on the show tonight, Lenny. I really appreciate it. And, folks, be sure and get in touch with Lenny if you have any questions about his products. Visit his website. You know, he loves to take care of you. Now, I'm not going to hold him to any timelines, but I'm going to give you my experience about this. I had my gear from the time he got the drawings to the time it arrived in 2.5 weeks.
That's not normal, though.
I know that's not normal. But I just wanted to let you know
that easy.
Yeah. Mine were easy to do, but he does take care of you, so be sure and check him out. But look, thanks again, folks. Stick around. We're going to break for a commercial break, and when we come back, we've got some more great things to talk about in RC Scale, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Live from Washington D.C. This is Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
St. Adams here from the Wednesday Night Wix Show, here to tell you about the new aviation t-shirts available now at warbirdradio.com/deals. Click on the Wright Brothers catalog link. There are lots of great t-shirts to choose from, like the classic World War II Flying Tigers, Tuskegee Airmen, and the ever-popular P-51 Mustang, as well as many other fun aviation designs. Talk to you next Wednesday evening on the Wix Warbird Weekly Live Show, and hopefully you'll be listening wearing your new Aero-style t-shirt. Visit warbirdradio.com/deals now and check out the all-new Wright Brothers catalog.
Attention aviation and scale modeling enthusiasts worldwide. Hi, I'm Hawkeye, host of the Plastic Scale Modeling Hour. Tune in as we discuss topics related to plastic scale modeling, tips, techniques, products, events, as well as interviews and conversation with our special guests. Listeners will be able to call in with their comments live by phone or using our live chat room. The Plastic Scale Modeling Hour comes your way weekly, every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern here on WarbirdRadio.com.
Hi friends, Matt Jolly here to tell you about a special offer from my friends at Aero Cinema. Just log on to warbirdradio.com/deals and watch for free Aero Cinema's new feature presentation on Scott Yoke's P-51 Quicksilver. Inside you'll find a special Aero Cinema subscription rate that's so good I'm not allowed to say it on the air. So click on warbirdradio.com/deals, that's warbirdradio.com/deals, and watch Quicksilver for free, plus receive that special offer from Aero Cinema. Just remember, warbirdradio.com/deals.
What a kick to be part of Warbird Radio with Big Man Jump, heard several times each week. I'm Don Kennedy, host of BBJ, inviting you to tune in, take off, with Warbird Radio.
If you're landing at DCA, be sure to wave. Wave. This is Warbird Radio.
And welcome back to the RC Scale Builder Show. You caught me drinking a little cup of coffee there. I've had some problems with my throat today, so I've been trying to drink warm stuff. Man, what a great interview. I want to let you guys know, you know, there are some great vendors in this hobby, and Lenny's definitely one of them. And I would encourage you to get a hold of him if you have any special needs for retracts. So be sure and check out his website. It's quick linked on the shows here on Warbird Radio, and of course, he's a supporting vendor on RC Scale Builder, so you can check it out over there too. Couple of things coming up that I wanted to talk about. Let's see. We've got the new Site Supporter Walk Around up today. This is the third CD of a three set of a C-47 down in Australia. And so we have all those available for download if you're a Site Supporter. We've got two new moderators on the site. I want to welcome them. Jason Fair, who is Hallen Griffin, who's actually in the chat room right now, and Rob Miller. Rob usually... Rob MRC, I think is his handle, but he's usually here in the chat room, but I think he had to work, so he's out earning a living right now. But but I want to welcome them and thank these guys, all the guys that are admins and moderators on the site. Many thanks. You know, RCSB is kind of a drama-free and trouble-free zone because of these guys, so. Just keep that in mind, and let them know you appreciate it if you ever have to, you know, converse with them. Also, two other quick things I mentioned in the site news. Excuse me. The old my portal is going off the site menu. We've replaced it with my profile. All the same links are there. It's just we had some problems with new members understanding where their profile was at and how to get to that to edit it. So this makes it simpler for them and you to get to everything you need about your profile, including your email subscriptions, your private message inbox, etc. All that's right there under my profile. So click on that, and it'll take you to a control panel page. And also, we turned on today the in-forum search. At the top right corner of each of the forum listings, like if you're under Jerry Bates plans or Nick Zeroli plans, there'll be a small box there. And if you just type something in, it will search within that forum. It's just a quick search. It doesn't have a lot of options. But if you need the full search, there's a link right under it that will take you to the full search, and you can put some more parameters in there. But that's just kind of some of the things you can actually see. We're actually working on revamping the entire search engine. And, you know, that over time we'll get that taken care of. But that's what's going on the site, and I wanted to let you guys know what's been happening. Matt, are you around, buddy?
I am, Mike, sitting right here.
Are you? You're very quiet tonight.
What do you expect?
But, I mean, you've just been kind of low-key all day.
Yeah,
you know, usually I hear from you at least once a day.
Yeah, well, it's been kind of a quiet day. I've been busy too. Been stuck in traffic today, so had to run up and had to go over to Andrews for a little while today, and just been a busy day.
Well, lucky you, man.
Yeah, tell me about it. I flew yesterday though, 2 hours.
I
put some pictures up on Facebook.
I saw that picture that you put up on Facebook.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah, it's really nice.
What
really
a nice night! It's amazing that spring is here. Just in full bloom right now. Absolutely gorgeous down here. And supposed to be flying again on Friday, so it should be fun.
Yeah, I went out flying yesterday. I played hooky yesterday, and my buddy Jason and I snuck down to Clanton and went flying, and we had a great time, and I got sunburned, and it was wonderful.
You and Jason did have a good time.
We did have a good time. So,
and thanks for sending me the pictures of the old P-47.
That's right. It looks good now.
Man, it looks great.
Yeah, I repainted it, so it's getting there. I still got a little bit of nomenclature to put on it, but it's almost finished.
I know where you can get some of those.
I've got some.
You can get it from Get Stencils.
That's right, and
there's several of them that you.
And
Get Stencils. But no, I was going to say, you can probably get it from Gary Velasco. Even I don't know if he has the small stuff like that though. I'd have to. I think he only has the stuff they made in World War II.
Gotcha.
Which would be the inch and then the half inch and then the really tiny stuff that he has. He has the old World War II stencil machines there. But that'd be kind of hard to put on a model, though.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, actually, I got these from Get Stencils. They sell kind of common nomenclature, like for P-51s, right. P-47s, Folk Wolves, that kind of stuff. So, it was a great day yesterday. We had a good time. Getting those early season jitters out of the way and just enjoying the plane again, you know. And so,
well, you also flew your Wildcat yesterday. Which,
I did.
Hey, there you go. Good airplane.
That's right. That's right. I thought about you when I was flying that whole thing. I said,
I didn't fly the park zone
with his Park Zone P-51.
Right. I didn't fly the Park Zone the other night. I should have. I got back to the hangar and it was just a great night. I mean, it really was one of those magical evenings where about 3 o'clock, the wind was just howling all afternoon, and then it laid down just perfectly.
Yeah.
And, I didn't waste any time. It's bad when you stop in mid-conversation with your buddies at the airport, and you look out at the windsock, and you just don't say anything. And they're like, just go ahead. And I said, all right, I'll talk to you guys later.
That's right.
Flew again. It was just one of those nights. I do, one of these days, I don't want to talk about it on the air, but I'll tell you about the flight from last night. So,
oh, okay. Sure.
I don't know if I can say it on the air yet, but
yeah, I understand. I understand.
I want to wait till the statute of limitations is over. So all I can say is, it might have looked like a scene out of the Dukes of Hazzard. That's all I'm going to say.
Let me tell you what I'm going to say. You can take the redneck out of Texas, but you just can't take the Texas out of the redneck.
I'm telling you, it was nothing illegal. It was nothing illegal, but it involved a sheriff's deputy, and that's about all it involved in the L2, but and maybe an engine out, simulated engine out. So,
well, there you go.
It was a lot of fun though, but I didn't know a guy could lean that far back without falling over. Okay, I'm gonna shut up right now. I've already said way too much. Yeah, I've already said way too much. But anyhow.
Well, listen, you know, there's some great upcoming events now that we're getting into RC flying season.
Man, isn't there? A lot of stuff coming up.
Matter of fact, this weekend, we're going down to Tuscaloosa to Warbirds Over Bama. And we'll be down there Saturday, I think. We're just going to go down for the day. But there's some big events coming up. Obviously, the big one coming up is the Weak Signals RC Expo in Toledo, Ohio. And you will be there with me.
You and I will both be there at the Spaghetti Warehouse for the big dinner Saturday night. And then we're headed to the Raiders reunion on Sunday.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then, of course, Sodbusters is coming up in Camden, South Carolina, April 26th and 29th.
That is a fun event, Mike.
I would love to get up there, but that's just kind of one of those that is just a little far out for me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm, yeah, it's worth the drive. That's a field of dreams. I'll tell you, one of my favorite memories of Sodbusters is the year that somehow or another, I don't know how they convinced him. There was the guy that owns the place convinced one of these outdoor lighting companies to let them test a few lights. I don't know if you remember the story. So it looked like daylight in the middle of the night out there. It was insane. So, you know, Gerhard Ullman was out there, Gail Throne, of course, and the Johns, all of us were out there, and we all had our foamies and all this other stuff, and we flew pretty much up until, you know, the late, late nighttime hours, flying under the dome of these lights, and it was great fun. And I don't think they were able to convince the lighting company to let them try it out again the next year, but it was great fun while it lasted, I will say that. That place lit up like a Christmas tree, and we had a great time flying out there at night. The next morning, though, you know, there's so much moisture in that grass and that perfect sod that they have out there because they keep it so moist that in the morning time, literally, if there is a tent or an awning up, it looked like it had rained on the inside.
Wow.
It was just incredible. You just walk around barefoot the whole weekend. And they encourage you to do that. I mean, just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So if you can go out there, you got to get out there, guys. That is a fantastic place to go fly. You can literally take off in any direction that you want to.
Yeah. Well, you know, Forrest has been trying to, I think, do that twice a year now. I think he does one in the fall, too.
Right.
But yeah, it's an awesome event. I'd love to be able to get there. I just, you know, there's just not enough of me.
Well, the grass is perfect.
Let me rephrase that. There's plenty of me, but there's just not enough of me to be stretched between all the different fly-ins.
Yeah. Well, it was just incredible out there. I really enjoyed it. So, got to get out there and see it. The grass is perfect, guys. I'm telling you, it's like I don't know how to describe it. It's almost, very bizarre the way, because I've never felt grass like this before, and I'm sure it's the type that they're growing out there, very high dollar stuff, but the P-47 that you now own had a problem when I first bought it, that one of the landing gear, I think the right landing gear, would collapse inadvertently on landing, and it turned out it was, I think we've repaired it, but it was one of those brackets was bowed out just a little bit, and we couldn't figure out what it was.
Right.
But that thing, the grass was so soft on it that it would just slide to a stop out there. That's when was one of the first times I'd flown it was out there. And it literally just would slide to a stop. It was almost like a sponge, Mike, with like little soft bristles, you know, sticking up. So it would just kind of hold it up. Of course, no damage, you know, pulled it out and flew again. And we got it fixed that evening, Gail and I did. But what a fun place to fly. And I can't say enough good things about Sodbusters.
That's awesome.
And it's
kind of
unorganized. You know, there's not a club or anything like that. Just a bunch of guys who like to fly, and they do it twice a year now. So put that on your calendar.
Absolutely. And then, of course, in May 2nd and 6th, of course, the big show, Top Gun, is happening. And I'll be down there for that. So be sure and say hello to me if you're down there. Mint Julep Scale Qualifiers, May 18th and 20th in Fallsboro.
This is your darling event.
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it this year, though. I'm going to Top Gun instead. I know. I'm trying to spread myself out a little bit, you know.
Has Pedro been to the Mint Julep yet?
I don't think Pedro has, no.
Pedro's going to Top Gun, though.
Yeah, he'll be at Top Gun.
Man, that is going to be the event of the events this year down at Top Gun, I'm telling you.
Oh,
it's going to be some good stuff.
Oh, well, you know, the I was down there in December where they have it, and they've really gotten the flying field in great order now.
Right, down there at Lakeland Linder there.
Yep.
Got a great flight.
It's really nice. The wind is down the runway. At worst, it's quartering, you know. So
no polo fields to run into or.
That's right. It's beautiful. Beautiful homes. Area. Plenty of room to do anything you need to do. So it's really, and of course, you know, Frank puts on a bang up show, and it's a very, very nice flying field, and it's very well done. So
that's great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting down there and seeing some of those guys. But a couple of other quick things. I was just going through my list here. Golly. Oh, yeah, the recommended side of the week. I wanted to tell you guys, I don't think many people know about this, Matt.
What's that like?
But we have a YouTube channel on RCSB. And we actually have some...
Well, I know you're a fan of YouTube because I get about 10 videos a week from you.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're on RC Scale Builder, though.
No, they're not. Yeah. They're not. But we have a YouTube channel, and I'll have the link posted in the thread for this show. But basically, if you search for RC Scale Builder, DOTCOM, you can find the channel. There's some great videos, and we're adding more every day, so be sure and check that out, too.
That took me a while to get. DOTCOM. I had to sit there and
Somebody already had the just RC Scale Builder by itself. So.
Yeah.
That would be me. I figured. You know. And another thing, we're going to be previewing the RCSB mobile app to everybody at the dinner Saturday night in Toledo, so they'll get to take a quick look at that. And
this will find your car in the parking lot, no matter where you park it.
That's right.
It's incredible.
That's right.
Yeah.
And order your pizza for you.
That's right. That's right.
So, you know, I should do that. I should put a link to Domino's on that thing.
I think that'd be pretty good. Yeah, that and a soundboard.
Yes.
You need to have a soundboard on there with Dave Platt telling dirty jokes. Which, by the way, we need to record some of Dave Platt's dirty jokes this year at the Toledo event.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We need to get him to just say some sound bites, you know.
And that way, when you're in the shop and you don't know what to do, you can just push the Dave Platt soundbite, and it'll tell you something. Like,
that's right. That's right. That's right. Pick up the tool. Do it.
You're going to put a gas engine on that? Why? It'll have all kind of fun stuff like that. So, yeah.
Oh, Dave, he's something else. I think
that needs to happen.
That's right. That's right. And, I guess that's it for tonight. Do you have anything else? Let's talk about the Raider reunion a little bit. That's pretty important.
Well, that's going to be a big deal coming up. We're going to have the pledge drive next week. We still need folks. If you know anybody that can help us out with a matching gift, that is going to be going a long way toward making this thing a success. And right now we only have one confirmed matching gift. So help us out. We need your help.
Yeah.
Ask your boss. Ask the guy down the street. Really anybody and everybody. We need all the help we can get, so please ask around and see what you can do about getting a matching gift together for the pledge drive next week. Now, all of it is charitable. It's a tax donation, tax-deductible donation to the Raiders Foundation there, and, you know, it's easy enough to do. We'll make it worth your while for doing it, but we really need those matching gifts so we can hopefully encourage folks to give a little bit more, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, this is a big deal, folks. I mean, these guys basically, you know, stepped up and did a job that probably not many people would do today. And, you know, I like to think there's still people like that. But they were definitely unique individuals. And, you know, knowing that, you may or probably won't be coming back and still taking the job on is pretty incredible. And there's still a few of these guys alive. And this is probably the last big one because it's the 70th.
Oh, this is the last.
Right?
Yeah, this is the last big reunion they're going to have.
Public reunion.
Last big public reunion. And here's the thing: there was a lot of corporate sponsorship that was put up for this, and you know, a lot of promises were made, and essentially that hasn't come through. So, you know, here we are, just a few weeks out. We've raised about a third of the money, and you know, we need to raise the rest of it.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunately going to come down to the individual, but I think we can do it. I think we can make a big dent in this. And the way to do it, guys, is simply by just asking folks that you know to see if they're interested in helping out. And, you know, all they can say is no, but if we don't ask, then we never know. So
that's right. Well, not only that, but you can help, you know.
Well, $5-$10 at a time. I mean, you know, if you can buy a gallon of gas,
yeah,
that'll go a long way.
That's right. Right at the top of the, for the guys in the chat room, right at the top on the menu, there's a link to the 2012 Doolittle Raiders reunion. If you click on that, and it'll redirect you to the Raiders reunion website, and you can donate, you know, if you got your tax return back, if you can donate $25 or $50, anything is a huge help to get these guys. And what this is all about, for those that don't know, is there's going to be a huge number. How many B-25s are coming?
Well, we still are kind of waiting to see, Mike, but at least 20-something B-25s are going to be there.
Yeah, and they're going to all do a flyover. Getting these planes there is what this cost is about. You know?
This is the ultimate tribute we can pay to these guys, and that's what they would want. And, you know, clearly a formation of B-25s this large is never going to happen again. So if you're already in Toledo, let me just make this appeal to you. If you're already in Toledo and you're driving there, drive the 2 hours out of the way on Sunday or Saturday and drive over to Grimes Field. This is in Urbana, Ohio. It's 2 hours away. Drive there and see all of the B-25s as they're coming in, because they'll be there Saturday of Toledo.
Yep.
So come down, see the airplanes, and take a look, because that's actually when the reunion starts. So
Yeah. And if you're traveling to Toledo and, you know, you can stick around the next week, then you ought to come to the reunion. I mean, this is going to be incredible. I mean, this is something that that probably not very many people in our generation and further generations will ever see.
Well, and I know there will never be this large of World War II bomber flight again. That'll just never happen. I mean, the logistics of it alone in today's economy.
Yeah,
and today's parts available, you know, all of that stuff factored into these large formations like this just are not going to happen, you know, ever again. That's why they did the Mustang gathering a few years ago in 07, I believe. I mean, this stuff's just not going to be around this much longer. So we got to do it while we can. And the only way to do it is to get out there and everybody to do their part. So going to be a lot of fun, Mike. Going to be a great time.
And I would, if anyone's on the fence about giving on this, go pick up or go find a copy. It's all over YouTube of 30 Seconds Over Tokyo and watch it. And it really, you know, it's done for Hollywood, but it's the same basic story. And it really gives you a feel of what these guys had to go through. And did I ever tell you, Matt, that I've got a first edition book, a copy of that book?
You
got
to bring it.
I am bringing it. I'm going to get it signed.
Got to get Dave Thatcher to sign that for you.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's a pretty big deal, you know. And
well, there's 5 Raiders left. They'll all be there. They've all committed to coming. All the surviving Raiders will be there. And just going to be a world-class event held at the official reunion will be held there in Dayton, Ohio, at the Museum of the United States Air Force, which in itself is worth the trip. But
yes.
To see the Raiders there, to see all of the B-25s, you roll all that in. It's just, I'm telling you, it's never going to happen again as long as we live, and probably, you know, never again. I can't imagine future generations doing this and caring that much about it. I just, sad to say, but just can't imagine it. So come on out and do this. Even if you got to, I mean, if you got to beg, plead, and borrow and steal, you got to get there to do this, because this is the event of the year. And fortunately, it's right off the top, so maybe later in the year, you might not think you can do it, but maybe later in the year, you'll be able to go to something else as well. But this is the one to go to.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's you know, to show these guys the support and that there are still people out there that appreciate what they did is huge. And
bring your model. Bring the B-25. You know, Mike, this is, I've said this countless times before on your show and on mine. Someday, the models are going to be all that's left.
Yep.
You know, I mean, really and truly, it's going to be the only way you can really see what a B-25 would have looked like in the air. Someday it's going to be with the models. Hopefully that day is pretty far down the road, but at some point, you know, it's going to come down to that. So with that being said, come out and see the real McCoy while you still can, and you know, take some pictures, because 25, 30 years from now, you're going to want to see this kind of documentation, and who knows where they'll be 25, 30 years from now. So
yeah.
Come on out and get them while you can, guys.
That's right. This is a great opportunity to get some documentation, too.
You're going to be getting walk-arounds. I know what you're going to be doing.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I ordered 3 SD cards.
Did you really? Well, you know, in Grimes, when you go over to Urbana, Grimes Field, you know, that's the Champaign Aviation Museum. So you'll see the Champaign Lady, B-17, the A-26 that's in there. They have all kind of airplanes tucked away in this museum. And it's a great museum. You can get right up close and personal to them. And the B-17 restoration that they're working on there is just spectacular. Of course, this will be a flying B-17.
Yep.
So get out there and take a look at it, guys.
There you go. So, you know, I know some of you guys who are listening or live in that area. There's no reason not to go to this event.
You know who used to live there but now lives in Florida and wears shorts every day of the year is Merlin Graves.
That's right.
And Merlin will probably not be coming back up there, but it'd be great if he was. That'd be a lot of fun.
So that's right.
He could build all of the B-25s that are there in miniature probably before the event was over.
Yep. That's true. That's true. You know, he's a wild man. You know, he's working on, I talked to him not too long ago, he's working on getting a shop set up down there. But I got to tell you, and all the guys listening on the site who know Merlin, you know, Merlin's just naturally a happy guy anyway, but he and I were sitting down at Lakeland in December talking, and he said, Mike, he said, you know what? I should have done this 20 years ago. He said, this is the best move I've ever made.
Wow.
And he says, here we are. It's the middle of December. We're sitting in shorts. How could life be better?
You know? Spoken like a true person who's lived up there in the North Country there all his life. So
That's right.
Awesome.
Well, you know, big news for you guys. You're going to be coming back down to the South here before too long.
Yeah, this June. Absolutely. We'll be trekking back down south for a little while.
So. That's right. That's right. We look forward to that. You'll be a lot closer. And
I'll be in striking distance with the L2.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking I can make it on one tank of gas.
Well, I guess it depends on the winds, you know.
Well, yeah, you're probably right. That sea breeze will carry me just oh so far, you know.
Yeah, coming here you may be able to make it on one.
Going home, that's all right. There's a friend that has an airport between Biloxi and Birmingham, so that'll be fun.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Gonna be great time. Tomorrow on the show, Mike, I gotta put in a plug. This is gonna be a lot of fun. Rick Peterson's gonna be on tomorrow. And for those of you who know Rick Peterson, then you probably already set your alarm to listen in. And for those of you who don't, you'll be pleasantly surprised. Rick has to be one of the funniest guys I've ever met. He's a world-class air show announcer, but he's also, for those of you who live in Canada, you'll know the name Rick Peterson from your radio dial. Rick's a big-time talk radio guy up there in Canada and one of the best air show announcers in the business, and he's going to be joining me tomorrow morning. He's also probably, I'm thinking, going to have some news on the F-35 situation that's developing up there in Canada, and we'll find out more about that tomorrow morning. So, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. And folks, don't forget to check out the Warbird Radio and the RC Scale Builder Facebook pages on Facebook. If you're a member, be sure and click on, do a search for Warbird Radio and for RC Scale Builder and like both those pages. And we post lots of stuff on both of them. So, be sure and check that out. By the way, Matt, did you see my video I posted of the, snowboarding possum?
No, I didn't. And I don't know why I'd want to see the snowboarding possum.
Well, but, you know, I got to say, just when you thought you'd seen everything on the internet, this video came along.
It's right on the edge of the end of the internet, but
pretty close. Yeah.
You found it. Okay, I'll have to take a look, Mike.
Yeah, be sure and check that out.
Take a look at that.
But guys, I guess that's going to wrap it up tonight. Thanks so much for coming.
You think when you start talking about snowboarding possums, it's time to wrap it up, Mike? I mean,
I think so.
I don't know.
I think we're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
There's always that kid that pulls his brother's finger. We could, or bites it, you know, we could. Anyway, I'll play your music.
Why don't you do that?
Don't do that, Charlie, or whatever he says. There you go. So.
Yeah. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the show, and thanks to Lenny Sarvin for coming on. Great interview with a great guy. And we'll be back next week with another great interview and more information about what's going on RC Scale Builder, on Warbird Radio, and in RC Scale. So be sure and check us out again next week. Also, stick around, and thanks for listening here to Warbird Radio. There's more great programming coming up, and don't forget, last but not least, to measure twice and cut once. Good night.